Welcome to Implied, your daily breakdown of high volatility stocks where big opportunities may lie. This is December 16th, 2025. You are not going to believe the reversal we just watched. Okay, let's get right into it. We have to talk about Affirm Holdings, ticker AFRM, because the script just got flipped. I was looking at the pre-market this morning and it looked grim, down 6% on news of a debt offering. But then the bell rang, and the bulls came charging out of the gate. The stock didn't just recover, it surged, closing up over 12% today. In simple terms, the market read the fine print and realized this wasn't a rescue mission. It was a war chest move. And here's the twist. The headline that scared everyone initially was that they are raising $750 million in convertible debt. Usually, that means dilution, and investors hate it. But once the analysts dug into the details, the narrative changed instantly. Affirm isn't burning cash. They are raising cheap capital to play offense. I dug into the deal terms that leaked midday. They are using a massive chunk of this cash, about $300 million, to immediately buy back their own stock. That is a massive vote of confidence. Management is basically saying, "We think our stock is so cheap, we're going to borrow money just to buy it." It puts a hard floor under the price. My view is this. Today was a classic short squeeze. Affirm has a lot of haters. Short interest is high. When the stock didn't crash on the debt news and instead started ticking up because of the buyback, the shorts panicked. They had to cover their positions, buying shares at any price, which fueled this massive green candle. Plus, you have to layer in the growth story. The expansion with Shopify in the UK is real. And this cash pile gives them the firepower to lend more aggressively during the holiday season without worrying about liquidity. Finally, here's the catch. The stock is now even more expensive than it was yesterday. You are paying a premium for a company that is levering up. If the economy takes a nosedive in Q1 and people stop paying back their loans, that new debt becomes a lot heavier. Thanks for listening. This was Implied. Subscribe so you never miss a new episode. It is not investment advice. Until next time.